The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We can start by settling into our meditation posture. Taking the time to sit in a way that feels relaxed, but yet alert. Ideally, the spine somewhat upright so that the energy can flow. But for some bodies, that might not be possible. If there's some sort of injury or other thing going on in the body. Maybe we can breathe in and out a little deeper. Just 2 or 3 times. Letting go of any tension or stress on the out-breath. Returning to a normal breathing. We haven't yet. And check in, how's the body now? Is there any area that you'd like to relax a little bit more, maybe? Sometimes just having the intention to relax can help. May this area relax. Maybe the shoulders, the little muscles around the eyes, belly. Relax. Also noticing what it's like in the mind right now. Noticing if there's any tension in the mind that can be relaxed by inviting the relaxation of the mind. We can notice in the mind on these tendencies of, on the one side, greed or aversion or delusion, the wanting, grasping, the pushing away, and the not knowing, the not clear seeing of what is going on. And then we also have the tendency of the mind to be kind and compassionate towards ourselves and others. Or the tendency to just be okay. Kind of equanimous. Maybe some wisdom present, some clarity. Noticing in what direction is the mind going in this moment. Wanting, pushing away, unclarity, kindness, compassion, okayness, wisdom. Sometimes when we notice that there's some aversion present, some wanting it to be different can also take the form of greed, wanting. And then we might layer on top another greed or aversion, like I'm not wanting this to be there, or a craving for peace. We can explore those layers. Like, for example, pain in the knee, and then aversion towards the pain, and then we think, oh, we should be a better meditator. And so there's greed to be a better meditator, or aversion towards how we're meditating right now. Just opening to all these layers that happen out of a simple little pain in the knee or some other simple experience that you might have, some layers get layered on top of. And also important to notice those moments that we are okay with whatever arises. That there is this kindness or compassion or equanimity present. And drinking in those moments, savoring those. for the last few minutes of the meditation, we can take a moment to thank ourselves for taking the time to meditate. Taking the time to look inward at all that is happening in body and mind from moment to moment. The bravery of that. Maybe there can also be some gratitude towards the others meditating here. For it's always helpful and supportive to meditate in community. You feel each other's support, even though we're in different parts of the world. We can also extend our well wishes to the others in the group, and a little bit of loving kindness for each other. And so you can wish for the others to be well. And may we all be happy. Wish that to yourself as well. May I be well. May I be happy. Noticing how that lands in your heart to wish this for the others and for yourself. We can extend to those maybe listening to this recording. May all of those be well. May they be happy. And then we extend to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be well. May all beings everywhere be happy. And then lastly, we can also share the goodness, the merit that comes from practicing with all beings. And in this way, it can multiply, just like an idea multiplies when we share it. So may the goodness that arises from practice be of benefit to all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May it contribute to all beings' happiness and freedom.